Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Brennan, the thought about him was that he, reportedly he forced the inclusion of the Steele dossier into this entire investigation. Yet it was kind of like, oh, look, me, who, what, when it was brought up. So that's what I think they're focused on regarding Brennan. Your reaction tonight?
They are. Well, first of all, I want to say something very clearly, Laura. There's going to be people on the left and the corporate propagandists who are going to start screaming, this is political revenge. This is about settling political scores. That has nothing to do with any of that. This actually has to do with restoring the rule of law and the equal application of the law. You know, John Brennan, of everything that we're seeing now, went out of his way to include the fake Steele dossier, which he knew was fake, in that 2017 ICA to legitimize that document so it could be justifiably used to target the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Fox News contributor and writer at the Washington Examiner. Make sure you check out his writing over there. I certainly will be. Joe, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Outstanding to be here, and happy belated 4th. Can we still say that on July 9th?
Oh, heck yes. Yeah, you can say that. Every day is Independence Day in America. At least it is again. So I just watched you on Outnumbered, and I saw you talking about some of this story. I was going to ask you specifically, it'll be interesting to see how the investigations pan out, criminal charges against Comey and Brennan. Could the deep state have gotten away with what the deep state attempted to get away with if the media wouldn't have been so lapdog willing to run with the story?
Ooh, you mean like when BuzzFeed took that garbage document that was the Steele dossier and just put it out there in full? When even news organizations, as biased as they are, said this thing is unsubstantiated and we can't run with it. I know my publication at the time certainly rejected it. So BuzzFeed put it out there, then CNN followed suit from there, and then it just snowballed after that. And then even after that, Comey goes on CNN, and I think he was on with Tapper, and Tapper's like, well, is that part true about the Russian prostitutes and peeing on the bed and Donald Trump? And Comey goes, well, it could be. In other words, like, he's such a liar because now he's saying, oh, I didn't push that Steele dossier in any way, shape, or form. So here's what I know, Annie, and this is why I said I'm not numbered. I'll repeat it for your audience. We know that Comey and Brennan and Clapper are bad actors based on what they did after they left or got fired from their respective agencies, right? John Brennan, you watch him on MSNBC, you might as well, if you put like a dark wig and glasses on it might as well be Rachel Maddow. It's like the same kind of analysis, right, around Russia, which is kind of a scary vision that I'm not going to be able to get out of my head anytime soon. And then Clapper, same thing, signs with CNN, and it's just all anti-Trump stuff. And they do it from such a pious level of like, oh, we're such morally ethical great people, when Clapper literally lied and perjured himself in front of Congress. And then James Comey, when he isn't playing with seashells and calling for the elimination of Donald Trump, wrote 2 anti-Trump books and had a Showtime series in his honor. So the way these guys have acted afterwards clearly shows you that they were not apolitical in their jobs. They were activists, and just as bad as anything we see from the DNC or MSNBC or CNN.
How much of the American appetite needs to be hungry for answers on this in order for the investigation to continue to expose every ounce of collusion within the deep state about collusion with Russia? I mean, do the American people have to buy into this in order for this to continue on?
I think, Annie, unfortunately, we live in a world now where you're going to see the MAGA base and some independents say, yeah, we absolutely need accountability around this because we can't have our intelligence agencies weaponized to take out a presidential candidate. That's the logical, obvious, common sense, sane thing to do. Then the left will just say, oh, this is Donald Trump just trying to get revenge against his political enemies. There's nothing here and we shouldn't pursue this, just like they believe that nothing should be pursued as far as Joe Biden and his brain turning to jello. And we don't know who runs the country with this auto pen and a shadow government. They're like, we got to move on from that. We just got to look to the future. So this will be a 50-50 type of thing where 50% of the country says nothing to see here, or Donald Trump's just acting petulant and getting revenge. And 50% of the country will say there's absolutely something here. So I don't know what that does as far as moving the ball forward.
I wonder how much of that can be managed by what gets pushed out. I mean, there can be investigations going on in the background that really aren't at the forefront of what the American people are consuming, especially, you know, a lot of people be hung up on Elon Musk right now. I don't find it to be a particularly important story, but it's a sexy one to discuss. Like, it's something that people are going to talk about. For instance, James Comer puts out today on X, ironically, President Joe Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, just pleaded the fifth at his deposition before Congress today. They asked him if he was instructed to and agreed to lie about Joe Biden's mental capabilities when he was the president. He said, I'll take the fifth. I think that's kind of the same boat as what you're talking about, 50-50 in the country. But I still think the answers are important to find.
Oh, God, yes. Again, it doesn't come from a conservative point of view that you're saying that. It comes from the fact that we had a president who was incapacitated and we had orders literally being signed by people who were not elected. And that's the thing. When you hear about Democrats screaming about how only they can save democracy alone, and then they acted the way they did with Joe Biden and installing Kamala Harris or trying to take Donald Trump off the ballot or trying to put him in jail, the most anti-Democrat things you could possibly think of. So if this big, beautiful bill does what I think it will do and many economists think it will do, where the economy really takes off and we're able to get peace and maintain it between Iran and Israel and in Gaza, I think, you know, Russia is going to make it a long shot as far as Russia and Ukraine. But hey, we tried. I think overall, if we have relative peace and absolute prosperity, you tell me what Democrats going to run on, because that whole saving democracy thing and fighting the oligarchy just ain't cutting it right now.
What they were accusing Donald Trump of doing, they were in the very moment doing. They were attempting to steal an election from the American people in order to perpetuate some sort of bureaucracy that is behind the curtain. I mean, they were doing and you know, shaking their fists at the sky about how terrible and almost treasonous, if not treasonous, the behavior was of Donald Trump, that was a made-up lie, and they knew it, and they were trying to steal that election. How much money was made on books and on tours because of the, like, the Hillary Clinton, what happened? And then she retold the Russia story.
Yeah, and you could go on and on as far as, you know, I mentioned Comey's books before. Let's see, Jonathan Carl, supposed to be the objective White House correspondent for ABC News, wrote three anti-Trump books. I could go through with Acosta and Tapper, and just down the line, all these people, Woodward, who profited off of this. I just think, you know, what we see in Texas now, for example, as far as our agents getting ambushed, and these are coordinated attacks, too. These are rehearsed. These are trained. And Democrats aren't condemning them in any way, shape or form. That tells you where this party is, where they came and say, hey, I mean, you want to protest ICE agents in terms of what they're doing. You disagree with it. That's fine. It's the First Amendment thing. But we can't obviously have violence against them. But you tell me how many prominent Democrats or any Democrats have come out and said, this is wrong. You can't do this. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to within that party. They're going to have to break loose. Last question for you. Big, beautiful bill signed on the 4th of July. It's like President Trump's able to manifest these things. He doesn't care how the sausage is made. Just get it done and get it done on time. He was able to achieve that. You said that you think that that's going to bust this economy open in a really big way. How's that lead into the midterms next year at this point in time?
It would be everything, right? And think about if it didn't pass. Let's say the Thomas Massey's and the Rand Paul's and the Tom Tillis's of the world. They're like, well, this has too much spending in it. I agree. But then again, if you cut too much spending, you would have lost moderate Republicans and this thing never would have passed. And guess what would have happened if it never passed? Then you have this huge tax hike. The spending still stays way too high. You don't get all the provisions as far as border security, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You could think about all the benefits here. So thank God that some of these Republicans that resist existed, were defeated. And all the credit in the world, not only to Donald Trump, obviously, he willed this over the finish line. He has coattails like we haven't seen from a president in some time. But Mike Johnson, with almost no margin to work with all these different factions of Republicans needing all these different things. And they were able to make that sausage get through the grinder. And now here we are where, you know, a big win for President Trump and Democrats. Again, what did they accomplish in the last 5 years besides the Inflation Reduction Act? I can't find anything.
It did not reduce inflation. That's the wild part of
it. Did it?
Even though the CBO did say that it would. So another one, chalk another one off for the CBO.
Sure.
Joe Concha, thanks for being with us. Happy Independence Day. I haven't talked to you since then. We appreciate your time today.
Always a pleasure.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Joe Concha, you're going to check out his book, and you're going to be so glad you did, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. It's called The Greatest Comeback Ever. This is the vacation read that you have been looking for. You're sitting on the beach, you're flipping through, and you're reminiscing because you know how that story ended. Huh. So good. Go get The Greatest Comeback Ever. I got the audiobook and I was listening to Joe Concha read it on the audiobook while I was walking around Washington, D.C. That was amazing. That was I recommend that. But it's probably cheaper to just get the book. You don't have to book a trip to D.C., but you can. When we come back, Will Chamberlain, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, is going to walk us a little bit deeper into the Comer and Brennan criminal charges that we discovered yesterday. What are they? How do they materialize? You bring it down to my level, and hopefully we all learn a little bit. Will Chamberlain, of course, one of the best at it. We're grateful to have him on the show, and he is with us when we return. Don't go away.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.